Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're damn right we start now. You're in the loop on this, what is today, Tuesday? All right, we're in. Happy Tuesday to you. Appreciate you rocking with us. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula Figgy Fig. Back in the saddle, baby.
How you doing, brother? Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm happy to be back.
Yeah.
We're happy to have you back, if for no other reason than I am not the person that should be playing the mixtape. You are the person that should be playing the mixtape.
Oh, you can do it, man.
It goes a lot smoother
yes.
that way.
No
brother, I was the one who brought it up. If I took offense, then I would have to I'd have to be more willing to do that more often. And you know what? I'm not. Get involved with the program, as we always want you to, obviously a few different ways. There's the text line, 713-572-4610. That's always available to you. And we always have to thank the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. And, all right, we're still in the game where we have a victory on the board for the Texans. We have what is looking more and more like I keep wanting to say winnable, and I'm like, I don't want to step into that space just yet, but that's the only word that's coming to mind, so sue me. A more winnable looking game than we had previously thought coming up on this Sunday. We'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I think I sent this to you guys. Ravens -3.5?
Yeah, it started out at 6.5.
Okay.
3 full points on the road.
Okay.
On the road.
So I think it's fair to say,
mm-hmm.
things are starting to look up a little bit for this Texans.
Mm-hmm. However, manageable.
What'd you say?
Manageable.
Manageable. Okay, yes. That's the way we'll handle this while we try and manage our expectations. However, just because you got a victory,
mm-hmm.
what's the old Jeff? Or actually, no, we're going there later. Mm-hmm. But with this team, we still have some things to look at, including a level of competition that was the kind of conversation for this team going mm-hmm. into camp. Even this weekend, we saw a continued rotation at left guard.
Yeah.
So with all the competition, what did Sunday's game tell us about who should and will be getting more reps on this roster?
Yeah, look, you know, that is the mantra for this squad since mini camps, since OTAs. It's all about competition. We're going to give these guys a chance to compete. We'll see how it plays out, and it'll clear itself up. All right, so we've had all of camp, all the preseason, we're 4 games in. Who should be getting the reps based on what we've seen? Because I think we're getting some clarity here. And to be fair, I think, you know, we've all often talked about it'll take 4, 5, 6 games for this offense to really establish itself. So I'm not necessarily saying that it's bad, but we should know now, right? We should know who is playing. Let's start at the most obvious one. Who's playing left guard?
Oh, I thought you were going to start the most obvious one. Who should be running back one? Joe Quavius.
Well,
Woody
that's
Marks.
Obvious too. Yeah,
like that one is that one. I think that one might be. Although I hear what you're saying, left yeah. guard right now
because they were literally rotating.
They were literally rotating, mm-hmm. and the rotation became very clear when you saw Laken Tomlinson
mm-hmm.
has some misses. I will say that there's still some good reps in there, but that's not the standard on the offensive line. The standard
right.
is can you stay to where we don't even have to look at you. And it feels like we've had significantly more of that
mm-hmm.
with one Juice Scruggs.
Yeah.
I do wonder, though, if, you get to a place where size ends up becoming an issue for him. However, he seemed to play big enough at this
point. Was size that big of an issue on Sunday?
Well, no, but also that's not a team that I look at as a size issue. Now, the Ravens aren't a team that I look at as a size issue. I'm trying to think about, well, yeah, the Seahawks got some size on the interior. The Niners, I'm trying to remember their defensive line. There's going to be instances where during the season there's going to be size that comes up for you. But as of right now, without even considering size, who looks like they can be competent and help you give C.J. Stroud the clean pocket and the foundation to go and do the things that we know that he's capable of doing, and it seems like he's doing a little bit better moving forward? It's Juice Scruggs, and you have to make that decision. Now, I don't think that that means that Laken Tomlinson is entirely out of the picture, and I do wonder how much of this is managing Laken Tomlinson as a free agent that you brought in, clearly, ostensibly, to start. Managing the personality of Laken Tomlinson, although that seems wild considering he seems to be like just the best dude and understands the league. But if you're just talking about who should be out there, I think it's Juice with the understanding that, hey, Laken, we're going to need you at some point if we have to go to it, because he's your next best guard.
Well, it depends on how you interpret it, because I frankly do think Laken Tomlinson is out of the picture as a starter, as an every down player. Now, if there's an injury, of course. You know, I think that's what you're referencing. Like, we're going to need you. There could be somebody nicked up, et cetera. But in terms of trotting a guy out there, and that's why I wanted to start at guard, because, frankly, I think Nick Chubb will probably start again on Sunday. But the vast majority of reps are going to go to Woody Marks. But I think at the guard position, Juice Scruggs starts. Juice Scruggs gets all the reps. Juice Scruggs does not need to be looking over his shoulder. Like, that argument is done. It's over. Juice Scruggs is your left guard.
I hear you to some degree, the idea that he doesn't need to be looking over his shoulder sometimes, and maybe this is a very soccer, international and European soccer approach, where, sometimes that person behind you gives you a slice of fire under your ass to some degree.
But Juice Scruggs was that guy.
Yeah, and now Laken Tomlinson is that on the other end, right? Like, I do look, because again, the standard, or the, you don't have much margin for error or you know, when it comes to the talent on this roster. Mm-hmm. So everybody's got to be playing at the tip top. And if you aren't,
well, sure,
we can cycle into that next cap.
But I just think that, like, we know what Laken Tomlinson is. We've had four games in the preseason to find that out. So that's why I'm there with Juice Scruggs.
I think I'm largely there. We're picking nits, and we're really disagreeing on probably like the last 5% of this particular decision, I think.
Now, let's get to running back, because I think that is, as you said, you know, just as important. I could see Nick Chubb starting. You know, respect, veteran, brought him in, all that stuff. He had a good run called back.
Sure.
I just don't think he has, and we were talking about this in the press box, and I was the biggest Nick Chubb fan, you know, from the get-go.
That's right.
But you could see it. You could see it on Sunday. The burst is just not what it used to be. It's not awful. Like I said, he's had some good runs, had one called back. But when you compare and contrast Woody Marks, what he brings at the line of scrimmage and the cutbacks and the burst versus Nick Chubb, I think Woody Marks should get damn near 18 to 20 touches.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't even know. Yeah, the touches absolutely should be there.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting seeing that Woody Marks did indeed have 40 snaps where he's on the field compared to the 30 for Nick Chubb. Mm-hmm. I think that you were right to stop this down a little bit and say that this might be situational, because I do wonder, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and even going into this, that Tennessee Titans defense, their edges, their edge rushers, and being able to stop the run, putrid, just terrible. Like, that's one of the things that you benefited from in what ended up being a get-right game, hopefully, against the Tennessee Titans, is that you could look at a clear weakness and say that is something that we can attack. And Woody Marks probably gave you the better opportunity to attack that in particular. I do wonder if there are circumstances, like maybe against the Baltimore Ravens, where the middle of their defense is one of those things that you can really attack. Does that then transition back to maybe splitting the load a little bit more towards
Woody Marks, as
battering ram? Because Woody Marks can run up the middle.
He runs in the between the tackles.
And I'm not trying to be that guy that's like, he's little or he can't run in the middle. I think he can run between the tackles. That's a little bit different than the Nick Chubb battering ram. So I do wonder if that, like, situationally, that ends up being the place. But it does feel like, at least in a vacuum and in a general sense, Woody Marks does seem to have the most juice, seems to be picking up things to the point where you could put him out there on every down that you need to, because he picks up those pass protection instances. So I do feel like in most cases and in a generic sense, it's Woody Marks with maybe a small caveat with if there is an instance you might need to, you know, have the battering ram where Nick Chubb gives body blows to the defense. That might be the way that you change it.
Now, here's where it gets most interesting to me anyway. And this is the biggest reason I wanted to bring this up. Jaden Higgins and Jalen Knoll. These two guys, keep in mind, we've heard it multiple times now. You know, this is an offense that everything has to go perfect. You have to pick your spots. They're going to be underneath until they're not, until CJ Stroud sees something that he can exploit. And this is what made up my mind. Could Xavier Hutchinson have made that play that Jaden Higgins did? Could Jaden Higgins have done, I mean, could Xavier Hutchinson have done that? And I'm not sure. I think that the speed and the athleticism of Higgins and Knoll, I think those two guys need to get a lot more reps. And that's not a slight at Xavier Hutchinson. I think he's playing like what we've seen him play for 3 years now. And that's not what's going to really make this offense click, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting because Jaden Higgins has pretty much the same snap share that he's had for early on. It just feels like when they utilize him, they utilize him for a very particular thing. Remember I was telling you when I asked Texans Cap to do a little digging on Jaden Higgins and the ways in which, you know, the certain routes or whatever that he's been effective at. In breakers, he'd been below average. Some of those other things. It was really mostly where he'd been effective and above average at that, you know, go routes, you know, things towards the outside, outbreaking type things like fades or corners. And that's exactly what that route was. Yeah. So I do wonder if it's even more of a share, if it's just situationally like, all right, we're in the red zone, we need to put up a jump ball. This guy has that particular skill set. Because there is still something to be said about like getting over the middle, those types of things. He does get open in this way, so I don't want to take that away from Jaden Higgins. The interesting thing for me is Jalen Knoll. Because even when he was on the field, it felt like he was more utilized as kind of that almost scat back, with lack of a better term, like the guy who does those types of things with his speed. And because also, if we're looking at this as a depth chart way, he is behind Christian Kirk, who early on, I don't know what to make of Christian Kirk here, because it doesn't feel like he's been as impactful.
He hasn't been bad, but he hasn't been outstanding.
Right, he hasn't been as impactful as I might have imagined him to be coming into this. So I go, if he has not been super impactful, why have we not given Jalen Knoll a little bit more opportunity to show us his impact could be, especially with what we saw in training camp with him getting open very well?
I agree, but I do want to get back to your point on Jaden Higgins versus Xavier Hutchinson. Let's keep this in mind. The big play that he made was called at the line of scrimmage. So yes, you can use him more in the red zone. Yes, you can, you know, use him as that type of talent. But if Xavier Hutchinson is on the field in that situation, do you feel as confident with him with the play call change or Jaden Higgins? That's why I think Higgins needs to get more reps, because it's going to happen. It's pick, 1,000 cut.
Yeah.
Cut. Oh, we got press coverage and no safety over the top. I'm going to switch to this. And he did. I don't know that's why I think he needs more reps.
And I think that's a fair point to make, right? If he's on the field at any given time, if you need to take a shot, that ends up being an option. And I think also to buttress your point, it's not like it's just, hey, when it's time to throw the jump ball. That dude was in there blocking.
Yes, big time.
Like he was, and not even just blocking, because it's one thing to just say blocking. I want to qualify this. He was getting up to his level with, you know, a level of enthusiasm. He was attaching and he was sustaining a block. Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes that gets lost, is especially for wide receivers who that blocking is not their calling card. It's not the thing that inherently gets guys on the field as a wide receiver. Not only going and attaching, but if you sustain a block, that extra half second that you might stay on a block might be the difference between, oh, this running back got to the second level and then got, you know, shoelace tackled, or this running back's into space.
Yeah.
Like, that's where it gets interesting. So I do think that it's fair to talk about it that way. There's definitely some evaluation that needs to happen from this Texans team on how they utilize some of these players, but it does feel like they're moving in the right direction at the very least. We'll be interested to see what it looks like on Sunday versus the Ravens. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, just getting going on a Tuesday. Coming up next, the season is over technically for the Astros, but that doesn't mean that they don't have decisions to make of their own. 713-572-4610, what's the best path forward for these Astros? Let's talk about the next on Sports Radio 610.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on a Tuesday here on Sports Radio 610. You know the people, John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atitula, Figgy Fig. On a Wednesday and Tuesday, and you get involved in the number of ways that you got for you. The text line is 713-572-4610. Shout out to Steven. I see you saying good morning. Good morning to you as well.
Good morning, Steven. Good morning.
On the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and of course, there's always the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. The Texans have made a signing, and the signing is, of course, and of course, I forgot his name as soon
you
as
want the breaking news?
No. I
think he just indicated by that pause that we don't need the breaking news.
It is, goodness gracious, where did it go?
The Texans signed Antonio Brown.
No, yeah, they did not. Absolutely not. It's offensive lineman Jarrett Kingston. He was on the Panthers practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a guy who's played tackle. I think he was a 2024, came out in that draft class. Like, should be interesting to kind of just add another guy. Sixth-round pick in 2024 to the Niners, mind you. Played college at USC in Washington State. So, I mean, that's the early indications. I don't know.
Two thumbs up.
Is that anything that makes That's not anything that makes any noise for you or anything that means anything. It just feels like, okay, now you have a little bit, you add to the depth when it comes to tackles.
He's the guy that replaced Cam Robinson.
I mean,
not to say, is that your new swing tackle?
No, I mean,
I think Blake Fisher is the guy that they trust as a swing tackle, which I saw the way your eyes got big as saucers. I get it. I didn't say you trusted him. I just said that's the guy that they will have to trust in these instances. But I imagine more than anything, the guy that they actually trust is Arian Terrestre. And then on the other side, Titus Howard. Make sure y'all don't get hurt is the way that goes. So, yeah, that's the addition that the Texans have made on today. All right. But the Astros season is over as of the weekend, obviously. Baseball continues without them the first time since 2016. You got a postseason baseball starting at noon today, in fact. So if you are just a baseball junkie and you're excited to watch that you will have that. But for the Astros, they got to go immediately into thinking about what 2026 looks like. Mm-hmm. And that begins by kind of figuring out in rough, broad strokes what's the path forward for the Astros. And so that's the question. What's the best path forward for these Stros?
Well, I think, you know, people always say there's going to have to be some difficult discussions made. You're going to have a hard look at this or that.
How often do people actually have those hard discussions? They're like, we're going to have some tough discussions. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Or how often do you go into a meeting and say, all right, we're going to have a difficult discussion now? Oh, really? Okay.
Just imagine the Minnesota Twins. Oh, we got to have a hard discussion. Peace.
But the Astros truly do, and I have some tough decisions. That's another one. We're going to make some tough decisions that the Astros are going to have to make. I have some candidates that I think they're going to need to make some tough decisions
okay.
on. But I buried the lead, and I was talking with Sean.
Isn't that something you're not supposed to do?
I know, okay. Of me, of all people. But he just came in to the studio and said, hey, do you think the Astros are going to fire Joe Espada? And I really kind of had to think about it. And so that's the first one that I didn't even put down when we were, you know, talking about this before the show. Let's start there. Joe Espada, yes or no? Not what you think. What do you think they're going to do?
I would imagine that they go no. But I do. I would have to think a little bit stronger about who are the potential managers out there. Because I feel like this is, it's not always the case. Sometimes people go, well, you know, who are you going to get instead?
Mm-hmm.
And there's oftentimes in when you're talking about whether or not to fire somebody where that actually isn't the question that's asked. Yeah. I think that would be the question that you ask in this instance. Like, who would be
AJ Hinch?
Who would be the manager? If AJ Hinch becomes available, I could easily see the reason why you go there. Would someone like, I'm going to throw out some potential managers and you tell me if these are guys that sound or that pique your interest. Does Brad Ausmus pique your interest?
Not in the least bit.
Okay. Does someone like a Jace Tingler?
Jace Tingler is...
Former Padres manager.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Not really.
Someone like a Skip Schumacher.
Yes.
Like, so I think it really depends
Bruce
on...
Bruce Bochy?
I don't know if Bruce Bochy, I believe he's... Because the Rangers are no longer going to have him as the manager of their club. I believe that's the end of his contract. He's going to step into a front office role.
Well, maybe. The Giants have an opening.
That... I have a hard time believing Bruce Bochy, after getting off the couch once, is going to go the Terry Francona route where he just keeps avoiding going to the crib.
Hey, sometimes money, I don't want to say money talk, but sometimes I feel like these managers, if they want to coach or they want to manage, they going to manage, man.
What did Dusty do? Went to San Francisco. Look.
Dusty still needed a ring, though. Not that that was exactly the reason why.
No, after the Astros.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
After the Astros, but... Here's the other thing, you know, and it goes back to my whole thing about nothing is ever, you know, mutually agreed upon when you part ways. That even Bruce Bochy, if ever there was going to be one, I think he might be one, but I still don't think so. Because clearly, not 5 minutes after, you know, they mutually agreed to part ways, was he already mentioned as, you know, with the Giants and he's going to be back in baseball and all that. So that's neither here nor there. Where I'm going with this is, if you just forget age and where he is in his career and all that, Bruce Bochy is a better manager than Joe Espada. He is. He just is.
Yeah.
So my answer, by the way, was no as well. I don't think the Astros are going to part ways with Joe Espada. But if they did, and if Jim Crane, who is prone to get a wild hair here and there, has a wild hair, you never know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That might need to be tamped down because the wild hairs have actually been...
They're not working.
They've been problematic. So that actually, if that is the reasoning that this might happen, I would probably move against it just because of the reasoning. All right, so that's one of the decisions that clearly needs to be made is whether or not to retain Joe Spada. I think that we are in agreement that he probably remains as the manager of the
Figgy, what do you think? All right.
Yeah, I think it's no question, to be honest, because I feel like just off... I hate that we got to go the injury route, but... This team suffered a lot of injuries, man. I think he did the best he could. I'm surprised they got this far.
I think that's what saves him.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I really do.
Yeah, he had a lot of record-setting injuries.
Let me give you guys three names that, spoiler alert, I would move on from all three of them. Christian Walker.
I'm with you. The question I ask is how? Mm-hmm. How does that do you manage to find a landing
trade
spot
partner
for him?
Yeah.
Like if you can manage to find that, but then also how do you sweeten that deal for the other side? Or is there a team that's just like, we believe
take on some of the money?
I guess that is a way that you could do it. Mm-hmm. The question that I then become is is someone like maybe Isak Paredes somebody that you could put at first base?
That's what I was thinking.
He's played first base in spurts. A number of years, I think between 2022 and last year, he's had some instances where he's played a little bit of first base. I wouldn't necessarily say that that's the preferred position to have him. However, you are already in a place now where going into next season, you have to find a way to figure out the logjam at third base. Could that be an answer, especially right, for guys that you feel more comfortable swinging the bat
with? It's a crowded infield, man. It is at third base is really crowded.
Yeah, you know? I think the good thing is the Astros showed that they're willing to kind of move people around with this season, trying to move Altuve in the outfield and all that stuff. So
I would much rather have Paredes at first base on a regular basis, semi-regular basis, than Jose Altuve playing more second base. You know, that's that. Let me throw another name out at you. Lance McCullers Jr. I would move on.
I mean,
all due respect, love that guy. I would move on.
Yeah, I think the question marks that he's inevitably going to be and bring at any point are ones that I don't think this team can afford. You need to figure out your rotation right now anyways. Mm-hmm. Fromber's no longer going to be here. Is it going to be Miguel Uyola time? Like, is that what you're going to see as a starter that then comes up and helps? But you need to find two to three guys that you can depend on consistently because you can't go through life like you did last year, even if you were waiting for injuries to resolve themselves. Regardless, you need to come into the season with two or three guys that I feel super confident on. And I don't know that I want another question mark in Lance McCullers.
Do they got to go out and sign some starting pitchers?
Oh, for sure. We were talking about it last year. Yeah, they absolutely do. But I just feel like if you separate Lance McCullers from your pitching need, I think you have to make that tough decision.
Yeah, I will have to have a long talk with Lance and see, hey, we don't feel comfortable enough to have you as our starting pitcher. Would you like to come
bullpen,
out of the bullpen?
Maybe.
If he feel like he's not there yet, then I will probably try to move on from him, give him a fresh start somewhere else.
Which is fair because your bullpen, I mean, as much as you had guys step up, I remember in training camp feeling uneasy about that. Like if you have him as a guy that you feel comfortable maybe as an innings eater or whatever in the pen, I could then get back in it. But then I guess the question becomes, if he becomes valuable, is there also a negative side to that where at any point if he's valuable, anything can happen that takes him to the IL because it's happened consistently with him as a player.
All right, this one I am also ready to move on from and make that tough decision. You guys, I'm interested in what you think because I don't know where you fall on this. The accomplice, Yonner Diaz, as I call him. The accomplice. I know you don't expect a lot of offense from your catcher, and his numbers for a catcher were decent. 256, 701 OPS, 20 home runs. You think, all right, we can keep him. Brother, his defense, I mean, from his throwing out, they run.
He started throwing the dudes out a little bit more.
Little
with
bit
more frequency.
But you get on base, you have the green light. I can't get over that. I just can't get over that.
And his offense not good enough to just kind of look past that, too. Mm-hmm. It'd be one thing if he was one of the best hitting catchers in the league as far as like a high percentage and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, man.
Where are you?
I think you remain with Yiner Diaz, unless you're going like, hey, we're really leaning into the Victor Caratini of it all. But I think you remain with Yiner Diaz, and you hope for a continued progression in Walter Janik, because it might just be one more season before Walter Janik is in.
That's the guy I was thinking about.
He's at high A.
He might get an invite.
I don't think that he's ready.
I don't know.
Especially,
he might.
Especially considering how difficult catcher is as a position.
They
do, and rightfully so. But I think that you also could get to a place. You just yesterday talked about maybe Spo was right about not bringing up Cam Smith
that's
early.
That's a tough one.
Don't bring Walter Janik up early at a spot that is really difficult in catcher. I think that it's one more year at least of Yiner Diaz to give Walter Janik a chance to get to the majors.
He's one of the more frustrating players I've ever watched.
Yiner?
Yeah, it's so frustrating.
Yeah, and the thing about it is it's easy for us to write here, say, oh, get rid of this, get rid of that. Those are not easy things to make happen. And I don't say, like, easy on an emotional scale. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to turn the whole thing over in the way that it seems like we all want to just because they didn't make the postseason. But that's the reason why these are going to be difficult decisions that Dana Brown is going to have to make with this organization. And, of course, yes, the obvious one is return to baseball staff, like medical staff, has to get some changes. That one was without.
That's almost
without
a given.
Will they make some changes on
they
that though?
They went from a place where they are like, we don't make our medical staff available, to at the end of the season saying we will evaluate this. There will be changes made. Right? Like, I don't think that they, as an organization, knowing them, make that acknowledgement without knowing something, even if it's small, changes with the way
they operate.
Yeah, I
know if their mindset was this was just bad luck this year with all the injuries and all that stuff.
Yeah. No, they're awful. They are awful. Sorry, but you are.
And you can't remain that. You can't remain that going into the next season, especially now that you're trying to scratch, you know, you're trying to scrape more out of the barrel considerably, considering the way that you're built. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, shout out to the Rockets. Media Day 2025 happened yesterday, and coming out of that was a moment that made a couple of dudes feel kind of old. So that got us going here. Question of the day: what was your first or maybe the funniest sign that you had that you were getting old? 713-572-4610. That's the number to text. We'll talk about it next. I'm going to fight the urge to just spew out the stats that I was looking at about Yiner Diaz in the break, and we will move on to the question of the day. What was your first sign that you were getting old? 713-572-4610, because I feel like there definitely wasn't the first sign, but there was a couple of signs if you were able to take in any of Rockets Media Day, man. Rocket season starts here in this upcoming month. They will get going on the road versus the Oklahoma City Thunder to start the regular season, but there's preseason games that we'll have leading up to that, and of course, there's a lot of excitement, man. There's this roster is very good. They've made it significantly better. There's high expectations. I think Jabari Smith Jr. was like, look, man, it's championship. Like, I don't know how you could say anything different. So the expectations are there. But there's the interesting wrench that was thrown at this Rockets team, which is Fred VanVleet's injury. We'll talk more about some of the highlights that at least I picked up and some of the ones that you guys got from Media Day. But one of the things that I caught in Media Day, which was kind of a funny, was Uncle Jeff Green, going into his 19th season in the 18th, actually. Was it 18th? 19th? One of those. My bad. A lot of seasons in the National Basketball Association. And he was obviously seated for Media Day answering questions. And he got this question, which if you listen closely, I don't know how much Jeff enjoyed getting this one.
Jeff, you and Kevin have been in the league for almost two decades now. For the first.
Damn. No.
Just, sorry.
All right, man.
But.
That was the setup, in fact. I didn't even get to the question. And the funny thing for me is if you watch the entirety of it, Danielle Lerner of the Houston Chronicle had asked the previous question. That her setup was, well, you and KD have been in the league for a long time, dating back to the Seattle Supersonics, right? So then the next question being about how damn old he was, I want to make it clear, that wasn't a damn like, oh, wow, I didn't realize that. I was like, damn, like, come on, man.
Yeah, stop it.
Is every question going to be like, so I know you're old as hell, so how do you like playing basketball? Like,
he could have well said that. It's accurate, but the question could have been, okay, so you and Kevin Durant are really old. That being said, blah, 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 blah.
What are y'all going to do? What are y'all going to do in the absence of Fred VanVleet? Wait, why does this have to be the starting point for everything? I get it.
But you know he was sitting there also going, damn, not just at the question, but damn, man, I played for Seattle. You know, I played for Seattle.
Yeah.
How many of these young NBA fans even remember, like, know about the Seattle
Supersonics?
I think
very few.
I don't know. I feel like people know because it's one of those things.
About,
yeah, it's one of those things that basketball fans are like, well, Seattle got to get a team.
But you got to think about it from this point. It's a lot of Rockets fans that became Rockets fans because of James Harden being in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not saying that they have an intimate knowledge with those Seattle Supersonics and they can tell you about Sean Kemp playing out there or Gary Payton or nothing like that. But I think people know about the Supersonics. Shout out to Ice Cube. Mm-hmm. But then also, like, you know, just the notion of that's the team that everybody goes, oh, man, it's a problem that that the NBA took their team. In fact, Jeff Green made that mention at some point during media day. So I think people know about it. I don't think that people
know about it.
They don't know for real. But that's part of being old, right? When you start talking, telling youngins about, man, what you know about that song, man? See, back I was back in middle school when that's, you definitely feel old.
They don't know about
that.
They don't know about the Vancouver Grizzlies and stuff like that.
So what was your first sign, or another way to put it, you know, you're old enough to remember the Seattle Supersonics in this case. For me, similar to their answer in terms of their work, when I started working professionally out of college on May the 5th, 1984, 1 day after graduation, I started my first full-time job. And I realized last year, I actually tweeted it and it hurt me. That's 40 years, now 41. When I hit 40 years in the business, I went, damn.
Yeah, big round numbers do it to you, won't it?
I went, damn. That's a long, I don't feel like it's been 40 years. Sometimes I do, but I don't feel like it's been 40 years. And then the other one is when you say something and people look at you like you have two heads, kind of like a young basketball player. If you talk, yeah, well, the Seattle Supersonics, they're like, who? You know, I remember very vividly, you know, talking about teams that no longer exist, not just the Supersonics, but just like, you know, telling people about like the Brooklyn Dodgers, not that the Brooklyn Dodgers before my time, but I mean, I'm
the Montreal Expos.
Expos is a good one. I watched the first major league game I ever watched as a kid. Larry Durker was pitching. He was pitching for the Astros against the Montreal Expos. If I told that to someone even your age, Reggie, these days, like I remember when they played the Expos. The who? The who?
Yeah, it's similar to that is like when you try and make a joke about something that at one point was popular knowledge, and now you go, oh, wow, that's been like 13 years. And the reason why I use 13 years specifically is we'll talk about it, I believe, in college football on a Tuesday. Hey, man, this, you know why it's so funny that Bobby Petrino's back as the head coach of Arkansas, and some people I imagine are like, no, I don't. Please tell me. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
I thought we all knew about that when he fell off that motorcycle.
Years?
Brother.
13 years?
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
Now you got me feeling even worse.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So from the 832, I'm old enough to remember when NBA games weren't live. Yeah, that will do it.
I do remember that.
This delay. This is a great answer, by the way. And I was like, because I have not gotten there, but I felt it. So I can only imagine how you feel it. When it happens, from the 832, the first time you realize that you're older than your doctor.
Oh, boy. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah? Yeah, that's...
Yeah. I kind of get that way with the players. Mm-hmm. Like, the NFL players being around is like, man, I'm old compared to them. These guys are like 22, 23.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not the 22 and 23-year-olds. It's like, I went down to locker room after the Titans game just to kind of get a little bit of audio or whatever and, you know, kind of hear what some of the guys were talking about. People are talking to Daniil like he's the... old head. I'm like, I think I'm... Like,
you're a year older than him.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, man, you grizzled veteran, Daniil Hunter. I'm like, well...
Hey, Grandpa, wait a minute.
Hold on.
That's how I felt about Jerry Hughes. Remember Jerry Hughes was here? Yeah. It's like, he was old fart walking around, barely can walk. I'm like, damn, we the same age. He like 36. I actually have a sports one, and this one popped up, I want to say last week. I think Adam Schefter, somebody tweeted this, but remember old Ike Hillier?
Oh, yeah.
The receiver used to play for the Giants and all that stuff.
Yep.
I saw a tweet saying he was fired as receivers coach for the Atlanta Falcons, and TJ Yates is taking over his duty.
Oh, I forgot about mentioning that. That's right.
I felt old seeing that. I'm like, damn.
I didn't even
know Ike Hillier was coaching. And I'm like, damn, both of these players, I could pull up Madden and remember playing with them.
It is the dudes on their second careers, right? Mm-hmm. Like the dudes, and it's funny because it's the guys that used to play name a football player with. or name a basketball
a random player.
Mm-hmm. Brian Hartline gets me every single time. They talk about Brian Hartline going to become somebody's head coach soon. I'm like, I used to just laugh about, hey, look at this kid, play, this dude playing for the Dolphins.
I remember him playing at Ohio State.
I bet you do. Mm-hmm. Somebody said my knees hurt before it rains. Well, yeah, that's going to win every time, right? All the noises that you make inadvertently without trying. Especially when somebody points it out to you, mm-hmm. right? When you just when it, you're just thinking about it yourself, you're like, ah, I'm getting old. When someone points out your mortality to you, you're like, wait, hold on. You can see it too?
The basketball one, well, it's actually all sports, but the basketball one is I'm thinking about when you talk to somebody about like a coach, let's say Doc Rivers, all right? That's the one I was thinking of because I guess a while back I was talking, I told somebody, yeah, he was a hell of a player, and I got to look like he played? like he played? Yes, he played a long time and was really good. I thought he just coached. Oh God.
Yep. When you start sounding like somebody that you remember vividly, that being that child thing, saying you sound old, and you're like, oh no, I sound like that person now. When you're like, you don't know about.
There's some that
you don't understand. Like that dude that's out of shape. I used to see him be. And you're
Charles
like,
Charles Barkley used to play.
I sound like I'm talking about Jim Brown.
I bet you a lot of kids don't really. Well, some. Jason Kidd.
Oh, Jason Kidd was a menace.
Yeah.
He was a stud. And I bet you there's some like, oh, you mean the coach? No, he was a player.
Well, I think that's a good one, but even better are the ones that like, because we know this about sports. There's some guys that history will remember because they had accolades or their stats were great. And then there's the guys that were like, no, you just had to be there because you don't understand it. You had to be there. And that you had to be there, guys, because like, again, people that come in later that love sports, they find a way to attach. And I'm speaking about myself to some degree. Yeah. It's like some of those are the type of guys that are going to be falling to the wayside when I'm like, oh, well, this is the statistical argument for why this guy was great. And you're like, no, you don't understand. Allen Iverson was incredible. I understand that he did not shoot efficiently.
He ain't better than Ja Morant.
Yeah.
It's like, hold on, wait a minute, man.
My guy like that, and I know we're going on a little tangent, is Larry Bird. Like, everybody knows Larry Bird was great. I think he was one of the greatest, maybe the greatest with Magic in Korean.
That's such a good point
of his time.
Just the slippage that happens because people are like, "Oh, Larry Bird is like the greatest." And now people are like, "Oh yeah, he's pretty good." Like, no,
you don't understand. You could argue he was the best at in the game. And people are like, but look at his numbers, Reggie. I'm like,
I'm on your side. You had to be there. Why am I taking shots?
Same thing with Magic.
Yeah, you had to be there. You had to see him play.
Kellen Moore being a head coach, good one. Old enough to remember MTV and BET actually showing music videos, good one.
That's a great one.
This one will hit you right in the chest, 409. September 11th is in my daughter's history book.
Oh man.
Yeah.
What about the random like pop culture stuff, like people not realizing Whoopi Goldberg used to actually act in movies and stuff like that?
Well, yes.
They only see her on whatever that show is. What is it, The View?
I believe it's The View.
Well, yeah, the other one.
They only see her on there, and they didn't realize she used to be a comedian.
The relevant one now, and it's become a pop culture classic, so a lot of kids know about it, but some don't. Seinfeld. I kind of hesitate sometimes when I make a Seinfeld reference because you know people are like, what?
Oh, yeah, no, I know that they don't know. And you know what? This is where I get into my old man bag. Deal with it. Go learn about it. Get some culture. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where putrid Monday Night Football games. So let's do a quarter season mark awards check-in. We'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.